I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1233, When God Wakes You Up. Have you ever been woken up by the Lord, and you know that you know what He has for you to do? Well, guess what? You can. Every morning you wake up with a God job, something the Lord wants you to do. What is it, you ask? Well, there's a lot of possible answers to that question, and many of them are right on. The Westminster Shorter Catechism says that our chief aim is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. That's a good one. But today, let me give you a T2G one. Let's talk about a practice, boots on the ground, mission from God, that you can take up every single morning when you roll out of bed. Are you ready? This podcast, T2G, is about love. Loving God and loving others right where we live and right where they live. Here we ask the question, what would it look like for Jesus to live a life of love through us? And now I'm going to give you a practical way to do that. Today I'm thinking of a verse of Scripture in Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. In the ESV it says, "The Lord God has given me the tongue of those who are taught, that I may know how to sustain with a word him who is weary. Morning by morning, he awakens. He awakens my ear to hear as those who are taught." I love the imagery of that verse. God wakes us up, and God wakes us up on purpose for a purpose. Did you hear it? Hear it again. "The Lord God has given me the tongue of those who are taught, that I may know how to sustain with a word him who is weary. Morning by morning, he awakens my ear to hear as those who are taught." Quiet Reflections of Hope says this of this passage: God willingly wakes you morning after morning, wanting to teach you. He has a message for a world in sorrow and pain, and the message comes through his hands and feet and mouths of his followers. The Lord desires that you be his light in a dark world, bringing the kind of encouragement only God can give to people weary of sin and suffering. That's good. And the good news is, we can all get behind this podcast family. How cool it is that God wakes us up and we are on mission for Him when we see our mission every day as listening to His Spirit and Word so that we can, quote, "sustain with the word the person who is weary," end quote, as the text says. You don't have to go to Bible college to do this. You don't have to know Greek or Hebrew or whatever. We all can listen to the Word and obey the nudge of the Spirit and then use our words to sustain the person who is weary that God brings across our path today. Are you in? Here's the great question. Who do you think the Lord will bring into your day that you can help sustain with a word? Let's pray. Lord, this very day, you will bring someone or multiple someones into my life who's weary. May your Spirit nudge my spirit, and may I have boldness to speak a word from you, life to that person. Words have power. They can tear down, but they can also build up. Lord, I want my words to be builders, not wrecking balls. Who needs to be reminded today? Who needs to be reminded that they matter, that they're loved, forgiven, seen, and heard? Bring that person to me, Lord, and help me speak in your name. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1234. In the meantime, just a bit more from Quiet Reflections of Hope. So many people need encouragement. Often it can be difficult to even be aware when someone has a need, or if you are aware, to know what to say or how to help. So it makes sense to pay attention to God's classroom every morning. Ask God to show you as you walk through your day, who could use a kind word, a soft touch, a big hug, even a simple smile and a thank you. A little encouragement can bring sunshine into someone's dark world. What can you do to bring encouragement into your world today? T2G is all over this, my friends. There's no doubt what your mission is when God wakes you up.